I want to finish looking at Matthew chapter 13 today. And again, we've been looking at the second or the last third of that chapter. The chapter begins by Jesus sharing the parable of the sower. He explains that to the disciples. Then he shares the parable of the wheat and the tares. And then he goes off, and we saw, as we looked this week, in verse number 31, in verse number 33, again down in verse number 44, in verse number 45, and in verse number 47. Again, he keeps talking about the kingdom of heaven and what the kingdom of heaven is. And he's showing us, obviously, quite definitively, he's wanting us to understand some precepts, some images, some truths about the kingdom of heaven. And let me start with an oversimplification. Well, before I do that, I've said before that we have the spiritual realm and the natural realm. The kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, is that spiritual realm. It's the spiritual realm realities. We live in this natural realm. So in the natural realm, we can't see or perceive those spiritual realm realities. But those are the greater realities. Because all of this in the natural is going to be burned up. It's going to be consumed. It will not last. But all those things that are in the spiritual realm, those are eternal. Those are forever. And it's in the spiritual realm that we see Jesus seated victoriously at the right hand of the Father, having won the victory in all things. So in the spiritual realm, all those victories are there. Everything you need is already established for you in the spiritual realm. Just waiting for us to take possession of it, waiting for us to receive, waiting for us to walk into the fullness of those things. So the kingdom of heaven is speaking about the spiritual realm things. And Jesus is wanting us to see the kingdom of heaven. He's wanting us to get that glimpse into the spiritual realm, into those eternal things. You know, I shared before in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 18, it says, "While we do not look at the things which are seen," so this is Paul in his letter to the Corinthians, these are great words of encouragement, "while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And so Paul is encouraging us, Jesus is encouraging us through Paul's letter, to not look at the things that are seen, but rather to look towards those unseen things. What are the unseen things? It's all the promises. It's every promise that Jesus has made here in this word. It is his word, his promises, already done, already established. It is his word, finished, done, for us. It's in the unseen. You can't see it or perceive it with these natural senses. But it doesn't mean it's not there. And it doesn't mean it's not true. In fact, again, it is ultimately the greater reality. It's a greater reality than whatever it is that we live in this physical world, in this physical realm. So let's look at some of the things that Jesus said. So in his, right after the parable of the tares and the wheat, he said, "The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, which the man took, sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it's grown, it's greater than the herbs and becomes a tree. So the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." We talked about that a couple days ago. So verse number 33, "The kingdom of heaven," another parable he spoke to them, "the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid all 3 measures of meal until it was leavened." We looked at that yesterday. Let's go down and look at verse number 44. "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for the joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has, and he buys that field." So again, this is Jesus wanting us to see, giving us an illustration, a parable, a demonstration, so we can get a picture of what the kingdom of heaven is, of what heaven is, of what that spiritual realm is like. Now, a lot of times when people read these verses, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for the joy of it goes and sells all that he has and he buys that field." You know, a lot of times, in fact, the first time I remember, I had only been a Christian for, probably less than 2 years. And I remember listening to somebody teach on this. And one of the things that they were teaching is that, you know, we in this parable, that we are the man and that the treasure is Jesus Christ. But if you read this whole thing in context, which is the way you need to read the Word of God, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for the joy over it goes and sells all that he has to buy that field." This is what the kingdom of heaven is. The kingdom of heaven is Jesus Christ, who has made the sacrifice for you and I. He's made the ultimate sacrifice. He's the one that made the purchase. The purchase was made by Jesus Christ. There's nothing you or I can ever do to purchase the things that we have in Jesus. We can't purchase salvation. We can't purchase forgiveness of sins. We can't purchase any of the promises. You know, we look in the book of Acts, and you see Simon, who wanted to purchase the things of the Holy Spirit, and was rebuked soundly by the disciples for it. We can't purchase. Nothing you can do can purchase the things of Jesus Christ and the promises of Jesus. Nothing you can do can purchase the spiritual things. Jesus is talking here in all of this chapter about the kingdom of heaven, about the kingdom of God. Jesus is talking in these verses about that spiritual realm. You can't purchase that spiritual realm. This is Jesus letting us know, giving us a glimpse of what the kingdom of heaven is. The kingdom of heaven is something that we have access to because of what Jesus did. You and I, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you are tied right now in every moment of your life. If you're a believer, if you've accepted the sacrificial work of Jesus, you are tied directly to the throne room. You are tied to the very presence of God, because your spirit, which was dead, was made alive when you accepted Jesus' sacrifice on your behalf. Your spirit, which had been dead, was made alive. And the Spirit of God dwells within your spirit. Your spirit is alive because the Spirit of God is now indwelling your spirit. And the Spirit of God is always tied directly to the spiritual realm and to the very throne room of God. You are always tied directly to God, directly to His presence. It's like a spiritual umbilical cord. You are tied into the spiritual realm. In the same way that this flesh ties us to this natural realm, the Spirit of God, the Spirit that your spirit, which is made alive, and because His Spirit dwells within you, ties you to the spiritual realm. So here is Jesus is giving us a glimpse, a look. He's kind of like parting the curtain a little bit so we can see into the spiritual realm. He's giving us, this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. It's a treasure hidden in a field. So here is the field, and the treasure is actually you. Jesus has found you. You are a treasure to Him, which a man found and hid, and for the joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has, and he buys that field. Jesus made the purchase for you and I. And when you read words like, and for the joy over it, goes and sells all that he had, you know, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 2, talking about Jesus, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is trying to show us glimpses into the spiritual realm. He wants us to have a spiritual awareness. He wants us, because we live in this physical, we live in this natural realm, because we live in this flesh, the flesh shows us only the things of the natural. And so we don't think about the things of the spiritual. We don't think about the promises that are there. Because the promises you can't see with your natural eyes. You can't touch them. You can't feel them. You just have to know that those promises are there because the Word says so. But because we live in this natural realm and because we live in these bodies, we see all the negatives. What are the things that you've seen this week? What are the things that have come up that you weren't ready for? What are the surprises that came up? What are the things that were spoken to you that were hurtful? What are the things that have happened that have shaken your confidence a little bit? Or what's the news you've gotten that has brought you to a place of discouragement? What has come up this week that you've had to deal with? When those things come up, all you can see is the reality of those things. If the bank has told you that they're going to foreclose on your house, all you can see is the reality of the bank is going to foreclose on my house. That's the natural reality. Is it real? Yeah. Yes, it is. They are going to foreclose on your house. That's the reality. But that's the natural reality. I'm not denying it's not a reality. It is. But Jesus wants us to be able to see beyond the natural and to get that glimpse into the spiritual and to see that in the spiritual realm, there's a different reality. There's a victorious reality that He has for you, whether it's your health or anything has to do with anything in your life right now that is opposed to the Word of God or that is opposed to the promises of the Word. Anything in your life, what is it? I mean, what is happening right now in your life, or what are you presenting with? What are you dealing with that you know is contrary to the promises of the Word of God? Anything that is contrary to the Word of God, anything that is opposed to what the Word tells us, even if it's a natural reality, if it's opposed to the Word of God, it's not the final reality. The final reality is the promises that are given to us by the Word of God. And we find the reality of those promises in the spiritual realm. And Jesus wants us to see that He has given us access into the spiritual realm. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure. To Jesus, you are a treasure. Hidden in a field, the world is this field. Jesus has seen you. You are a treasure to Jesus Christ. He sees you in this world, and He sees the troubles. He sees the difficulties. He sees the struggles. He sees the problems that you face today in this world, and you are a treasure to Him. And He found it, and for the joy of it, He goes and He sells all and He buys that field. Jesus, this is the man purchasing the field. It's an illustration of Jesus purchasing you, His treasure. He purchased you, His treasure, at the cost of His own blood, so that we have access now into the spiritual realm. Through Jesus Christ, you, as a believer in Jesus, have access into the spiritual realm. And so Jesus wants us to see, He wants us to get a glimpse into the spiritual realm and into those promises. So you can believe the promises of Jesus Christ as opposed to believing as a final reality. I'm not saying you don't believe. You know, if the doctor tells you that you're facing stage 4 cancer, I'm not saying that's not real, and I'm not saying don't believe it, but I'm saying that's not the final reality. It's not the final answer. This is when you need to be able to pull back the curtain a little bit and see into the spiritual realm. And this is why Jesus said, I want you to see what the kingdom of heaven is like. I've purchased the kingdom of heaven for you. And when we stand on the Word of God, and when we speak the Word of God, and when you speak the promises of the Word of God over your situation, you get glimpses into the kingdom of heaven. You get glimpses into the spiritual realm as you see those spiritual realm realities manifested in this life and displacing those natural realm realities. Again, that's not saying that the natural realm realities are not true and are not real. They are. We just have to always know that they are not the final reality. The final reality for you and I as a believer is the Word of God and the promises that He gives us. That is the final reality. And that's why Jesus wants us to see the kingdom of heaven. And that's why He went to such great length in Matthew 13 to show us example after example, picture after picture, parable after parable, so we could see what the kingdom of heaven is like, because He wants us to see. Pull back that curtain and see the spiritual realm. See the kingdom of heaven and the promises that are there for you.